The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
And then you may please be seated. Praise the Lord. It's my privilege to welcome you to the final Wisdom Impartation Service for 2016. We are grateful to God. I'm sure we must have done over 50-something Wednesday services this year. And this Wednesday, which is a fasting day, we must have also done several Wednesdays this month, this year. If you fasted every single Wednesday of this year, let me see your hand. Every single Wednesday of this year. Great, great, great. Great. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. In 2017, God will give you more grace. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We started a series on dedication. And I'm sure last week you were blessed. If you were blessed, shout hallelujah. And this week we'll be rounding up on our series on dedication. And we have said a lot about dedication. Dedication to God particularly is what we'll be talking about, and we have said extensively that your dedication to God will determine how far you will go in life. Your extent of dedication to God will determine the extent of your life and your destiny. There is a link between your dedication to God and your destiny. And tonight I'll be speaking on your praise and your dedication. And as we round up, we are going to go into another session of praise before we take our communion tonight. And I trust God that God will accept our praise in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. We trust God that all our members that have traveled to various parts of the country, the Almighty God will bring them back safely in Jesus' name. Turn your Bibles with me to Psalms chapter 150 verse 6. Psalms chapter 150 verse 6. The popular scripture, it says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Can we turn the version to KJV? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Also Isaiah 43 verse 21. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 21. These people have I formed for myself, they shall show forth my praise. These people have I formed for myself, and these people that I formed for myself, they will show forth my praise. One major thing necessary for you in life is to be dedicated to God. And one thing amongst many other things that shows that you are dedicated to God is that you are a God praiser. There is no way you can prove to God that you are dedicated to Him if you are not into praise. If you are not a God praiser. There is nothing you can do in this life that can replace praise. You can't say, I'm tithing, so I don't need to praise God. You can't say, I'm praying, I don't need to praise God. Nothing replaces praise in the place of dedication. So, what is praise? Praise means appreciating God for His person. Appreciating God, not because He has done something for you. That's thanksgiving. Praising God is just, you are just appreciating Him for the, because you know that He's God. Praising God also means appreciating God for who He is to you. The extent to which a man or woman praise God is the extent to which he believes that God is to him. I always feel very, very irritated when I go to events or churches and I see song ministers singing and I see some people just moving as if they are the one we have come to praise. It really irritates me. I go to a gathering, a church or a place, Iyanu loruko re. Iyanu loruko re. Baba mi to seun teni kan o le se. Iyanu loruko. And then you see somebody as if it's the reason why we gathered. Praise is praising God for who God is to you. And before I go on quickly, I must say this. Pastors, we must be very careful when we are in the presence of God not to be carried away to the extent that they say, lift up your hands to worship God, and you forget yourself. Your hand is like this. Or they say, give God a big clap, like Psalm 47 verse 1. Let's all clap our hands. Clap your hands, all you people. And you are a pastor. You are in a church and you are forgotten to clap. You are in the position, but you are forgotten. It's an aberration on priesthood. Or they have finished praise before you walk in. And then maybe some people are following you at the back. Everybody has finished praising God. And you even come in and you sit down. Say, all these small people, they are finished. When they finish praising God, they should call me so that I can come and preach. May God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. I say, may God give us understanding. So, praising God is appreciating Him for who He is. People know so much about prayer, but know very little about praise. A human being can pray for 6 months and he didn't get answer and he did not ask questions. What is going on? Why am I praying for this thing and I'm not getting answer? He will not ask. He will just continue to pray. He will hit his head on the wall. He will begin to bleed. You say, maybe Jesus, he prayed to the extent that he was oozing out sweat and blood. He will not ask a question. I have prayed and prayed and prayed. God is not. Nobody. When people have challenges, they will say, have you prayed? Nobody will ask, have you praised God? Nobody will ask that question. They will only ask you, have you prayed? They say, how many days? Friends, fasting for 40 days without praise is like a hunger strike. I'm taking you somewhere tonight because I know somebody is going to end this year in a very glorious manner. If you are that person, shout a big amen. Amen. Praise starts from thoughtfulness. It is only people that think that can praise. Praise starts from thinking. Then it goes for thankfulness, then praisefulness. It's a procedure. It's like solving an equation. It's like being involved in calculus. You go from one stage to another. You first think about it. Hey, who am I to see the last Wednesday in the year? That is you thinking now. This is 1 year. I have not spent 1 week in the hospital. God, what a mighty God you are. Okay, I have lost something. But it is because of God I did not lose everything. Oh, God is good. Have much money in my account, but I've been. There are some of you here, you cannot count how much you have spent since this year starting. It's uncountable. You say, I don't have money, but at the same time, if you were to count, go and print your statement for 1 year, you'll be surprised how much your turnover is. Go to GT Bank or wherever your bank is, go and print your 1 year statement. Say, or you go to internet banking and check it. Say, how come this kind of money passed through me and I say, I don't have money? Praise starts from thoughtfulness, then it goes to thankfulness, then it goes to praisefulness. Praise arises as a result of a high rating of God. Only those that have a high rating of God can praise God. Only those who rate God very high can ever. Others rate themselves very high. I'm the one that did it. It is my mind. If not because I'm very intelligent, I can't be where I am today. But those that rate God very high see God as the doer of everything, the one doing everything, because the Bible says without Him we can do nothing. Praise is very comely to God, according to Psalms 147 verse 1. Praise is very comely to God, And it's your cheapest way to access God. Praise is very common. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. For it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant. Someone say pleasant. And praise is comely. He loves praise. God delights when you praise him. And if only you can understand the importance of praise in your life, the remaining few days of this year will still produce great things for you in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, what does praise carry? What is the content of praise? What does praise carry? What is in praise? Number one, praise launches you into endless miracles. Exodus 15, verse 11. Endless miracles. Someone say endless miracles. Somebody is here tonight. Your miracles shall be endless. Endless miracles, signs, and wonders. Miracles, signs, and wonders. When you are a God praiser, you don't lack miracles. You don't lack signs and wonders. Who is like unto thee, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. Immediately praise starts, wonder starts. Miracles are never lacking anywhere praise is found. Houses, businesses, churches, where praises are found is because, where miracles are found is because praise is found there. Anywhere you see praise, immediately you will see his friend called miracles, signs, and wonders. Somebody is here tonight. In the remaining few days of this 2016, wonders will still visit your family in the name of Jesus. The greatest obstacle before you will not require more than praise. The greatest challenge that needs a miracle in your life will not require more than praise. Many people just give themselves stress for nothing. Be going from place to place, place to place, place to place. Whereas God said, what I've done for you, have you praised me for it? Sometimes it's as if God looks partial. It's not that God is partial. It's because some people are more grateful than others. As a human being, you will notice that you are naturally more inclined to people that are grateful for anything you do for them. It's natural. You naturally want to do more for those that say thank you for what you have done. God is exactly like that. He's a God that reciprocates. Somebody is here tonight. God is still going to shower you with mercies this year. God is still going to shower you with miracles this year. I'm still expecting a miracle this year. I don't know about you. Within the remaining few days, I'm still expecting a miracle. If you are still expecting one, come on, shout a big amen. Come on, shout a big amen. Before we say Happy New Year, I will still share a testimony. I said before we say Happy New Year, I will still share a testimony. Before we say Happy New Year, signs and wonders will still visit me. If you are that person I'm praying for, come on, say a big amen. Amen. Number two, what is in praise? Praise humiliates the devil and silences your adversaries. The ever-winning Christian is the ever-praising Christian. Every Christian who is an ever-winning Christian is an ever-praising Christian. If you check your Bibles very well, in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, you know the story of how Jehoshaphat was able to overcome his adversaries simply because he was into praise. He called the singers and they began to sing. And the enemies began to dissolve themselves. They began to cut themselves to pieces. They began to shame themselves. They began to destroy themselves. Somebody's here tonight. Your enemies will fade themselves and begin to cut themselves into pieces. I say your enemies will face themselves and begin to cut themselves into pieces. Let me hear your loudest amen. Now, some of the things we watch in films sometimes, you will see a particular person and then two people that are enemies to that person, they are fighting and they come themselves to that person and say, we are the ones, the two of us are the ones that wanted to kill you. Say, no, it's this one. This one says this one. Somebody is here tonight. God will make your life a miracle. Your enemies will begin to confess this year. In the name of Jesus. Pray grace humiliates the devil. The devil is humiliated. He's crying. Because the praise in your life humiliated him. The praise in your life made him to become a nonsensical and a very stupid person. Somebody is here today. God is going to humiliate all your enemies. God is going to humiliate all your enemies. God is going to humiliate all your adversaries. All those who are determined to be your enemy and cross to 2017 as your enemy, they will not cross to 2017. Let me hear your loudest amen. If they see trailer coming, they will decide not to pass. They will decide not to leave the trailer. They will stand there. And you can bet what will happen to them. When they see trailer coming, instead of them, even a madman, when he sees trailer, when they see trailer, they will just say, stop there. And the trailer has no break. Praise the Lord. As you praise God tonight, God is going to humiliate your enemies. Number three, praise gives you spiritual authority. Psalms 66 verse 1 to 3. If you are a God praiser, you have so much authority. You speak with authority. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. That is authority. Praise makes you a man or woman of authority. You have authority. You speak to the devil to keep short, and he keeps short. You speak to witches and wizards to keep quiet, and they keep quiet. God praisers are men and women of authority. Somebody say authority. Somebody's here today. God is going to implant into your heart the spirit of faith. I say, God will implant into your heart the spirit of faith. When you have praise, you have everything. Because you speak with authority anywhere you go. I've never entered a gathering and I'm stammering. There's no gathering in this world. And I've been privileged in my short life to meet a few great people. There's nowhere the authority is there. I just know that there's something in me. Somebody's with me. And that person can never leave me nor forsake me. Somebody's here tonight. New grace is coming upon you for spiritual authority. Praise brings you to the realm of spiritual authority. This is because God is present in praise. And this brings your enemies in chains. You just know that you are a man of authority. You tell the Red Sea to pass and it was passed. You tell the devils to go and die and they must die. A new level of authority is coming for you in the name of Jesus. I say all your enemies will submit themselves to you in the name of Jesus. Every God praiser has spiritual authority. You have power. You are in charge. I was once employed in a particular company, and a particular man was in charge of the company. He was an employee like me, but he was a man who dominated the place with spiritual forces. He will get to work very early in the morning, and he will bring out something in the toilet, and he will be speaking into it. That our overall boss, whatever he tells him is what the man must do. That guy wants you promoted, you'll be promoted. If he wants them to demote you, they will demote you. We just go to the boss and say, this person demote him, and the boss will listen. And when I enter the place, immediately, when light comes, darkness must go. And I will get to work very early in the morning, I will begin to praise God very well. So one day he fought me, and he said, I heard you are a pastor. This church had not started then, where I was serving in a ministry. So I heard you are a pastor. He was laughing. And I did not even say anything. I just said it in my heart. I said, God, prove to this man that you called me. I did not say it out. I just said it in my heart. I said, prove to this man that you called me. Not long after that, they summoned him from our head office in Lagos. And they said, go and pack your load and go to your father's house. Go and be eating your wife's food. When you are a God praiser, demonic forces around you must bow. Somebody's here tonight. every force of darkness around your vicinity must begin to bow to your spiritual authority. Every witch and wizard in your class, around your house, around your destiny, I decree that they begin to bow in the name of Jesus. Any power or force of darkness that has dominated you till now, that power is completely silenced in the name of Jesus. Number four, what is in praise? Access to God's presence. Psalms 22 verse 3. When you are a God praiser, you are a man or woman that has access to God's presence. You are a man or woman that has access to God's presence. Psalms 22 verse 3. You have access to God's presence. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. In God's presence, there is power. There is deliverance. Somebody is here tonight. That grace comes for you in the name of Jesus. I said that grace comes for you in the name of Jesus. I said Psalms 22 verse 3. But that's okay if you are finding it difficult to get that. Go to Psalms 100 verse 4. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and enter into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Enter, enter, enter. You know, when you are a God praiser, God's presence is already always around you, and devil cannot come to where God is. So when you are a man or woman that praises God, you access God's presence. Somebody's here today. Everywhere you go, God's presence will follow you. I say everywhere you go, God's presence will follow you. That's why you must be a God praiser, so that you will not lack God's presence. That's why you must be a God praiser, so that you will not lack God's presence. That's why you must not be a complainer, so that you will not lack God, so that you will not be a person that lacks. You must not be a murmurer. You must not be a complainer. You must not be a person who is always murmuring, grumbling. So that God's presence can always follow you everywhere you go, everywhere you travel to, everywhere you stay, God's presence stays there. Somebody's here tonight. You will carry God's presence everywhere you go to, in the name of Jesus. Number five, what is in praise? Access to honor. Somebody say honor. Psalm 149 verse 1, verse 6, and verse 9. Psalm 149 verse 1, verse 6. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of the saints. Let the high praise of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hands. Verse 9. To execute upon them judgment. To execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all the saints. This honor have. So if you are a God praiser, you have access to honor. You know, when you are praising God, you are actually honoring God. According to 1 Samuel 2 verse 30b, he that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. So if you praise God, you are honoring God. And once you are honoring God, He must honor you. Friends, tonight, my God is going to honor you. I say my God is going to honor you. You know, when man honors you, you are blessed. You know the story of Mordecai, how Mordecai was honored. You know how Joseph was honored. You know how David was honored. Friends, you are the next person that God is going to honor. I say you are the next person that God is going to honor. When they say lift God up, lift Jesus high, higher, higher. Will you lift Jesus high, high? As you are lifting Him up, you can be on the floor. If you are lifting God up, you can be on the floor. It's not possible. It's not possible. I've never seen anybody in this life that lifts God up and He's on the floor. Never. Never. You are in a house and you are always praising God. In a tenant house, in a one-bedroom house, He honors you by taking you to a two-bedroom. From a two-bedroom, He moves you to a three-bedroom. From three-bedroom, He says, enough, move to your own house. After staying in that house for some time, you honor Him. So they say, this house is too small for you. Move to a bigger house. From that small house that you are, you move to a duplex. From a duplex, you begin to build estate. Somebody is here tonight. That will be your storyline. I said, that will be your storyline. You started as a small person in the company. God is rising you up, lifting you up, lifting you. Because every day you get to work, the first thing you do is to honor Him, to praise Him. When I got my first job, every time I get to work in the morning, I will lock the small cubicle where they put me. And I would kneel down and begin to cry. I say, Father, how can you even give me job? Who am I to have a job? Hey, hold me to have a job. You are too much, oh. And then from there, to another level, to another level, to another level, to another level. And the journey is still far. I'm still on 2.5% of where I'm going now. 2.5. I still have 87.5% to go. Can you, sorry? 97.5% to go. You can see my journey is still far. That's why I must praise God very well tonight. My journey is still very far. Friends, I'm not going to die now. My journey is still very... I was speaking with some of our leaders in the church this morning before we went out for evangelism. I said, the reason why God blesses people that serve Him is because serving God is not a child's play. It's not a play work. I said, while everybody's at home now eating chicken, we are here now working. While everybody's working, we are here. Morning, afternoon, night, praying. Father, people that travel, bring them back safely. Jesus, the balance of the blessing of these people must not elude them. And as we are doing that, they are tearing chicken. That's why God blesses them. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. I say it's a new day for somebody here today. You are among the next set of people that God is going to honor. God will honor you so much that people will begin to wonder at what your life has become. As some people will begin to wonder at what your life has become. Like God honored Esther, He will honor you. Like God honored Joseph, He will honor you. They never believed that Joseph could become that, but he suddenly became a prominent person. Nobody believed that David could become what he became. David was honoring God to the extent that they left him inside the bush. He still continued to honor God there. And then the honor of God one day sent for him. Prophet Samuel said, we will not sit down. In 1 Samuel chapter 16. Say, we will not sit down until that boy that you have forgotten is sent for. And this was a boy. He will sit down in the bush and be singing with his instrument. You know, he was a player of instrument. He will be singing with different kinds of instrument. The Bible said that David was a man who was a God praiser. Psalm 119 verse 164. He says, 7 times a day will I praise thee because of thy righteous judgment. He was continually into praise 7 times a day, and he prayed 3 times a day. And then eventually God sent for him. Psalm 119 164. God sent for him. Somebody is here tonight, God is going to send for you. From that place where you are hidden in Tanke, God is going to send for you. From that place where you are hidden in this city of Ilori, God is going to send for you. Honor will locate you wherever you are located. That business in your hand, honor will locate it. That business in your hand, honor will locate it. And number 6, what is in praise? Access to realm of possibilities. Access to the realm of possibilities. In Luke 18 verse 27, Luke chapter 18 verse 27, the Bible says, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Naturally, it is impossible to be inside a cell and to begin to praise and the cell open itself. Naturally, it is impossible. But according to Acts chapter 16 verse 25 and 26, the Bible says, and Paul and Silas were, and at midnight, maybe you are the midnight of your life now, they started praising God. They prayed and prayed and prayed, and all of a sudden they started praising God. And the Bible says there was a shaking everywhere, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prisons were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands was loosed. Somebody is here tonight. As we praise God, suddenly that band on your life shall be loosed. That thing that wants to turn you to a financial failure shall suddenly disappear. That power that want to render your certificate useless shall suddenly disappear. That force of darkness against your progress shall suddenly move out of your life. That power against your marital glory shall suddenly disappear out of your destiny. As they praise God, suddenly
there was an earthquake.
As you praise God today, there must be an earthquake, because the balance of your blessing that the enemy eat under the ground must come out of this ground tonight. As it must come out of this ground tonight. Is somebody ready to praise God tonight? Is somebody ready to praise God tonight? Jump on your feet.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.